The Constitution is clear, and the Constitutional Court, which is the highest court in the land, has made very clear decisions on your citizenship. The position is that your citizenship is permitted, and this has been accepted and recognized by the Constitutional Court in two cases, the case involving Mutuma Mawere in 2013 and another case involving Dr. Mazimba Muto in 2014. So it is very clear, there is no doubt about it, that the country's laws at the moment permit dual citizenship. The only handicap is the office of the Registrar General, Mr. Tobias Omdede, who, for whatever reason, seem to have their own law which they are applying, contrary to what the Constitution and Constitutional Court have ruled.
Now, when we look at what the Registrar General's office is doing right now, it appears as if they are getting a lot of applications from Zimbabweans living in the diaspora. So what can they do to facilitate the easy access to passports and all those kind of things?
Well, you know, it is nothing but sheer arrogance on the part of the Registrar General. It is difficult to understand how the Registrar General operates because, as I have said, the highest law in the land, the Constitution, is clear. The Constitutional Court is clear. It has made those directives. I think that government has stepped in this regard, in particular the Minister of Justice, which is responsible for enforcing the laws, and also the Minister of Home Affairs, under which the Registrar General's office falls, to ensure that there is a clear enforcement of the Constitution and indeed enforcement of the Constitutional Court's rulings. Short of that, I would imagine that there is need for, unfortunately, another test case, which clearly requires the Registrar General to act in accordance with the rulings that have been passed by the Constitutional Court, failure of which he would be in contempt of court. But I would venture to say that he is already in contempt of court, because this is what the Constitutional Court has ruled, but they continue to ignore that rule.
Now, when you look at some of the demands that are being made by the RG's office, they're saying a person should be physically there to get a passport.
No, the point that we are making here is that there is what the law provides, but if what the law provides is hindered or made difficult to achieve by administrative mechanisms or things which are unreasonable, then that also needs to be challenged. And as I have said, if you look at the website of the Registrar General's office today, you will see there is actually a notice which says that your citizenship is prohibited. So they are giving a wrong impression to the public. But at the same time, they've also put in place administrative procedures for people who want to enforce the rights that are granted to the Constitution. And these administrative procedures are making it difficult for them to enforce their rights. Now, the Constitution is very clear that no laws, no administrative procedures or anything that would stand in the way of the rights that are granted in the Constitution is legal. So that also is open to challenge. And I think that it's important for people to challenge the manner in which the Registrar General is exercising his powers. But at the same time, I think it's important to engage government so that the rules and the rights that are granted by the Constitution are enforced, rather than to have a Registrar General who is applying his own rules to frustrate what is constitutionally provided for.
So does it mean that a person, let's say, living in America, Britain or Australia, can approach the embassies of Zimbabwe and actually put an application there for dual citizenship? Is that possible?
Well, you know what? The point here is this. The law recognizes that a Zimbabwean who is a Zimbabwean by birth is entitled to Zimbabwean citizenship. There is no way that you are going to make an application and say, I want to be a dual citizen. You simply apply for your passport. Now, if the state were to say that, do you hold any other passport? Of course, you say, yes, you do. Is it allowed in terms of the law? Nothing is not prohibited. And so if they say that you cannot get a passport because you hold an American or a British passport and you are a citizen by birth, then obviously they will be infringing your rights and you are entitled to challenge that.
So if they say you are a citizen by birth, what's the meaning here? If you are born in America or Britain, how does that apply?
Well, I mean, look, the citizenship by birth is broadly defined. When we were doing the Constitution, we defined it broadly to mean not only a person who is born in Zimbabwe, on the soil of Zimbabwe, but it can be born outside Zimbabwe as long as they can prove that parent, or at least one of the parents, was ordinarily resident in Zimbabwe, they will also qualify as BEPs.
So now give Zimbabweans advice, those that are living in the diaspora, about getting this dual citizenship.
Well, I mean, my own position on this is that there are a number of lawyers who are operating in the various jurisdictions, be it America, be it the United Kingdom, and so forth, Zimbabwe itself. And if people want advice, and if people are having challenges, they just simply need to, obviously, get legal advice. We can't get advice via this medium. But it's important and to allay people's fears about dual citizenship, that the only reason why they're having difficulties is because of officials who are putting across administrative mechanisms or measures which are frustrating that process. But, you know, that requires engagement, like I said, with the government to ensure that that is sorted out and that the process is smoother and there are less difficulties than people are experiencing at the moment.